This week's parsha is Parshas Ki Tisa. So the introduction is parsha speaking about the Shekel HaKodesh, the Machzit HaShekel. Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Elemo. God spoke to Moses, saying, Ki Tisa, when you lift up at Rosh B'nai Israel, the heads of the Jewish people, Lifkudehem, to entrust them, to put them into the tafkid. Pikadon is entrustment. I give you something to look after. So when you're put into a place of responsibility, there's a trust. You're responsible and you're entrusted with that responsibility. Venatanu ish kofer. And they will give each person ish kofer. Nafsho. Kofer nafsho is like kapara, an atonement, so to speak, like Yom Kippur, an atonement for his soul. It means a cleansing of his soul. Lashem. Why has to give a kapara? Right? We have to understand Lashem. Bifkodotam, to God, when we are putting them in their tafkid, in their place. V'lo yeh behem negef. And there won't be a negef, a magefa. There won't be a plague bifkodotam, when you entrust them. Okay, so this is understood. All you're doing is you're counting them and you're putting them in the tafkid, and because of that you're worried about a plague. Well, why are you worried about a plague? Well, you're worried about counting. What's the problem in counting? Right? What's the problem? Then it says, Zeyitnu, this is what they will give. Kol ha'over al hapkudim, all ones who passes on their positions, let's say. Machzit ha'shekel, they give half a shekel, b'shekel ha'kodesh, in the shekel ha'kodesh, esrim geira, 20 geira shekel. Machzit ha'shekel, truma l'Hashem. This machzit ha'shekel is going to be a truma, something which is given, truma is loshen larim, something which lifts them up to Hashem. It's lifted up to Hashem. You have to be 20 years and older. Then it says, the rich won't give more than that. And the poor won't give less than that. Everyone gives his house a shekel, equal. To be an atonement for them, for their souls. What's this? Why do we need a machzit shekel? How's a machzit shekel an atonement? Let's see. V'lakachta kesef ha-kippurim. You will take this kesef ha-kippurim, this kesef of atonement, of cleansing, me'ed b'nei Yisrael, from the Jewish people. V'natat oto al avodat oel mo'ed. This will be for the avodat mo'ed, oel mo'ed. V'er b'nei Yisrael l'zikaron. I'll be a remembrance l'fnei Hashem. And now again, a remembrance in front of Hashem, l'kaper al nafshoteichem. To be an atonement, a cleansing of their souls. What's happening here? All you're doing is counting them. You have to give a machzit shekel. This machzit shekel is going to be an atonement. What's an atonement for? What did you do wrong? What happened here? So what's this lifting them up? So Rashi says, Kiti says, Loshen Kabbalah. Yeah? It's Loshen of receiving. Either they're being received. When you're lifting them up, there's a Loshen they're being received. They're accepting something upon themselves. Right? And then it says, Lo yebem negev, negev. Why? Shahaminyan. Rashi says something very interesting here. Haminyan counted, Sholet bo ainara. There's ainara. Vadava ba'alehem, K'moshe matinim b'mei David. Right? Now, we see that the counting brings ainara, which needs to be understood. Why is ainara? Well, we're counting. Big deal. Why ainara? Okay, so we're going to go. This is Gemara and Baba Metzia. Maybe we'll learn it. But the Gemara says, Minyan Mishkal, Dava Samui Mina Ayin. Right?
Gemara and Tainus says.
Yeah, there's Gemara and Tainus, there's Gemara and Baba Metzia. And then it also brings the Luchot Rishonot, because of Ayin Ara, because we've done Befar Hesia, was Shavru, were broken. Right? What's this Ayin Ara? What is this? Torah was given as Ayin Hara. Torah, Kula Tov, is Ayin Hara. What does this mean? Why do we have to worry about it? So at Kedekach, we have to worry about counting people, worry about Negev. Just counting people. Worry about a plague? Why should we worry about plagues? So it says now, Zeyitnu says, what's Zeyitnu? This he shall give. So it comes here and it says, Hirelo was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matbeh Shel Esh, a coin of fire. Umishkala Machzita Shekel, and its weight was Machzita Shekel. Va'amalo, and he's told to him, Kazeh Yitnu, like this they should give. Guys, you have a problem knowing what a coin looks like?
No.
Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem here, understanding a coin, understanding what a machzir shekel. You've shown matbeh shel esh, why esh? What's happening here? Okay, so let's go fighting in the Rashi. We're going to come back to all these, try and explain. The Rashi Tesvav says, lekaper anafshotechem, as a kapara for your souls. Shlo tenagfu adidei minyan, so you won't get plagued because of counting. Right? Says Rashi in Al Rashi, lekaper anafshotechem, lefi shiramaz lehem kan, shlosha trumot. There's three trumas here. Yeah? Shnichtav kan, trumat Hashem, pa'amayim. Twice it says trumat Hashem. Achat trumas adonim. One, the trumas adonim. Shimanan, kishitkilu benidvas ha-mishkan. When they came to give the offerings to Mishkan, they counted them. Shnitnu kor echad v'echad machzit ha-shekel. Va'ala, le'mea ha-kika. And it came up to 100 kika. Shneema v'kesef kudei ha-eida, mea kika, u'mehem nasu adonim. Shneema v'yi mea kika t'kesef v'chule. Right? So that's the first truma for the adonim. For the basis, you know what the Adonim are? The silver, like studs, that were the bottom of the Mishkan. They put in the krashim, the beams of the Mishkan. Those are the basis of the Mishkan. Yeah? And they were a little bit seen, because the Orot, the Yiriot, didn't cover them completely. They were a little seen. Hasheni, the second. Afi, Aradei Minya, was also counting. Shemanan, Mishuhukam Mishkan, they counted the Jewish people when they established the Mishkan. Hu aminen amu betchilat chumash pikudim. That's what we're going to see later on in chumash pikudim. Bechad lachodesh hasheni, b'shana hasheni, v'chule. Right? The beginning, first of the month, i.e. the first and the second month, which is Iyar. V'nitnu kol echad machzit ha-shekel, v'ken, hen niknot men korbanot tzibu. That was for buying the korbanot tzibu, the sacrifices of the congregation. Shall call Sha'ab Shana Vashana each year. Vuhushbuhem Anim Vashim. Also there, Anim Vashim are equal. Balotam Chuma Nema Lekaper Anafshotechem. That says Lekaper Anafshotechem. That's what Rashi is coming to explain. What's this word, Lekaper Anafshotechem? It's really speaking about the Chuma of the Korbanot Tzibu. Shakobanot Lekapara Hembaim. So that explains, right? Yeah? The Adonim was not Lekaper, and this one was Lekaper. Vashlishit, the third one. He truma ta mishkan. That's the giving for the mishkan. Shneema ko mirim truma kesev nechoshet. They give silver nechoshet. Velo haita yad kulam shaveh. Not everyone was equal in that. Ba ele ish ish ma shenidvu libo. What he gave in of himself. Okay?
Right.
So here in our parasha is a remez to all three of these trumas. But the Machzit HaShekel we're speaking about here is Lekaper Anafshotechem, which is the Korban Tzibu. Right? Now, we have to understand what's happening here. Yeah? In Pasuk Tezayin, right, it says that this Kesef Kippurim may be the Yisrovanatno Oto Al Avodas Oel Moed. For the Avodas Oel Moed, what's Avodas Oel Moed? The service of the Oel Moed. Hena Adonim Shina Asubo. That's the Adonim. And the end of the Pasuk says, Lekaper Anafshotechem, that's the Korbanos. Those two countings are Machzit HaShekel. The third counting is the Nedavos HaMishkan, that's Ashir gave more, and the Ani gave less. People, Lefi Nidves Libo, according to the desire of their heart, they gave according to. So the Machzit HaShekel we're talking about here is for two things. The Adonim, and the Korban Tzibu. Now, when you count, right, there's a problem of Magefa. And also we know that there has to be inequality to Klal Yisrael, and it has to be Machzit HaShekel. And we just were told it's hard for Moshe to understand what this Machzit HaShekel was. It was Matbe'er Shel Esh. And we also have to understand why Ayin Hara is Sholet, Dominion. What's the problem? Can a human being have a Tafkid? No. If I ask who you are, and I say, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're a surgeon, you're a scientist, it doesn't matter, you're a rabbi, that's who you are. No. Can you explain in one tafkid a human being? No. As soon as you count or you put into a position a person, you're cutting him, you're making him smaller than he is. When you count something, you're putting into gvul. You're putting gvul, boundaries always means din. When you, the act of counting is an act of din, is an act of judgment. The only thing that a person can say about himself which doesn't envelop him and confine him is the person says, who are you? I'm an Eved Hashem. That means all that I do is involved in service of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the only thing which doesn't confine him as a human being. When you measure something, you put it into a gvul, you put it into a boundary. It can't be more than it is.
This one is reality.
So your argument is saying there's one person, two people, three people, four people. That's a reality. But as soon as you count people in numbers, you're taking away the individuality of a person and you're taking away his essence. There's no such thing as two people. There's no such people as three people. You can't count people. People are so different that you can't put them in the same bundle. You're right. You can say X amount of people voted or X amount of people did this, or you can do a statistic. You can do that. But whatever it is that you're doing, you're bounding the person by the thing you're trying to work out. He isn't just that. He isn't. No two people are the same, and you can't equate, you can't call two people. There's no such thing as two people, three people, a million people. There's 350 million people in America. There's not 300, there's 350 separate individuals that you can't bundle together. So the Gemara Daf Mem Beis in Bava Metzia says, Omer Yitzchak, Ein HaBrocha Metzuya, the Brocha is not found, Ela B'Dava HaSamui Min Ein, which is hidden from the eye. Shneema Yitzav Hashem Yitcha Et HaBrocha, Kodesh Baruch Hu will command to you the Brocha, Ba'asamecha, in your holdings, in your storages. Tana, so we learn what's asamecha. We don't say asamecha story. We say asamecha besamecha, the place with samui. It's the same lashon. In the place of smuyecha, the place which is hidden. Either brocha is in the place we're hidden. Tana, Rabbi Yishma, ain't a brocha mitzuya ela b'davash ain ein sholetet po. The ein isn't have dominion over it. Chinema, itzav Hashem itcha et a brocha besamecha. The same thing, right? It's something which is hidden. Then it goes and says that if you count something, you make a certain tefillah, so Ayin Hara would be sholet on
it. Bracha.
Lefi, she'ein ha-bracha metzuya, ela b'dava ha-shakul, lo b'dava ha-shakul, not something which is weight, lo b'dava ha-madud, which is measured, lo b'dava ha-manui, which is counted. Ela b'dava samui min ha-ayin, something which is hidden from the eye. Okay, that's the Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Metzia is explaining about Shemira of Kesef. So speaking about physical protection, then the Gemara is explaining about like metaphysical protection, that you shouldn't have ayin hara sholet in your money, in your kesef. In your, right? There should be a bracha, so it should be hidden. Now, because whenever something is madud, or counted, or measured, you're putting a gvul to it. Bracha is something which is brecha, which is goes out without gvul. It doesn't have gvul. Water doesn't have gvul. Mayim she'en lem sof. It's something which goes out of its boundaries. Water is unbounded. You can put it in a cup. You can bound it. But in principle, water itself is unbounded. It takes the shape of anything you put it in. And it can the sea can leave the boundaries. The yam is bounded to the sea. But ikaron, the sea wants to go beyond its boundaries. It's mayim she'ein lehem sof. It doesn't have gvul. When I put a boundary to something, when I count something, I'm bounding it. That's the concept of din. That's the concept of ayin hara. When you bound something, so midas din is operating here. So now we have a problem. We at one stage want to count the person. I want to give him his tafkid. Giving a person his position is an important thing. But that's bounding him. He's not just this. The only thing that can be unbounded in saying about a person is he's an neshama. He's something, he's an eved Hashem. He's something which represents something much, much higher than the person that you see, than the boundaries of the goof that you see of this person. He represents something beyond boundaries. In that sense, you can count him. That's what Machzid HaShekel is doing. Machzid HaShekel has to be dafka half a shekel. Half a shekel means you're chaser, you're lacking. What was the koshi of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand how you can be a chibu, how there could be connection between the physical and the spiritual to the extent that the physical express completely the spiritual. The only way the physical can express the spiritual is when a person is a machzit, when he's half a shekel. When he's half a shekel, he needs to be mashlim. When you realize you have half of your shekel means like weight, right? You have half of your weight. You're half a person. You need hashlama. Just as a man, he needs to realize that he's lacking before he can marry a woman. He needs to know that this lack he has innate in him can only be mushlam, can only be complete when he becomes married. That's why the first man, Adam HaRishon, God had to show him. He had to understand for himself that he was lacking and he needed an Ezer Kenegdo. And then, only then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him his wife. Something which an ayin is sholetet means an ayin can encompass. It can see. I see something and what I see is what there is. When ayin is sholetet, it means it encompasses something, it bounds it. It's the same concept. Right? And that's the concept of midas hadin. That's the concept of midas hadin. Okay. So now, this counting has to be in a way, like I said, it has to be a machzit shekel. Right? It has to be a shekel of eish was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why Eish? What's Eish represent? Eish consumes. Right? Eish consumes. Eish is also which gives Koach. It's the Koach behind everything in the world. The concept of Eish is the concept of power, combine engine, the sun, everything. It's the Koach of Lafil to bring to poil, to bring to action things. So when you sing a Matbea of Eish, you're showing that this Matbea has a matbea of bringing from lekoach to bring to enacting things into the world, right? I.e., this machzit shekel which was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu is how a person comes from beforal, from in essence into expressing that essence. That's what Eish represents. Eish represents the bringing from potency into expression, power, expression into the world, koach into the world, right? You take benzene, it's just benzene, it's a liquid. You put it on fire, it can light a candle, it can drive an engine, it can make a factory work. The sun, right? It gives light, it gives sunshine, things grow because of it. It brings things, me. Potency into expression. So when I'm saying Machzit HaShekel is Matbea of Eish, I'm showing somehow that this Matbea brings something from potency into action, to expression. Right? Now, why Dafka Kesef? Why Kesef we're using here? Now, we explained half, because a person, only when he realizes that he's not complete, he's an incomplete, this boundary is something which is incomplete about him, he has to connect to a higher self, either something beyond that boundary of him, i.e., what you see in this person isn't his full person, there's something beyond that, there's another half of him, that other half of his spiritual world. To that other half, whatever that other half is, there's three other halves connected, these three trumas. And these three other halves, Loshon Truma, is a Loshon of Laharim, to bring you up to new status. We're going to explain this. There's going to be the Korbanos, the Adonim, and the Nadavos of the Mishkan, right? Kesef is a lashon of nichsaf. Nichsaf means you desire something. Kesef is has, like everything else, kesef represents potency. Kesef represents potency. I have money. I have the ability to buy X, Y, and Z. You with me? I can buy a laptop. I can buy an iPod. I can buy whatever I want. There's all these things I can buy. I can buy a smoothie. I can all the world. I have money. I can get the whole, whatever's in front of me, I can buy. So that's one aspect of kesef. All a person's desires has the potency in that kesef. There's a desire. That's why it's called a person's nichsaf. He desires. Kesef is the potency in which a person gets his full physical desires. Kesef also has nichsaf nichsafti also to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Gaon Mivilna, when he on his deathbed, he cried because a few prutot could buy mitzvahs. You can buy tefillin. You can pay for yeshiva. You can learn with someone, pay to learn with someone in this world. Kesef can buy you mitzvahs and give tzedakah. You can be merim yourself with the same kesef. You can get desires of the spiritual world. So kesef is something which has a potency. Has a potency for physicality or potency for spirituality. It's a double thing. Machzit ha-shekel, right, is taking this potency of kesef, and it's a matbeah of eish, to bring that potency into reality, into expression. But it can only be into reality if the person feels lacking. He feels he needs to acquire more. What? Has to be an acquirement of Laharima, Truma. Laharim means a desire for something which is bringing him Truma LaHashem, to bring him higher up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what the Machzit HaShekel is. When a person goes into a tafkid, whatever tafkid that is, whatever his potency is, whether it's a doctor, whether it's a lawyer, whether whatever it is, that potency that he has, that ability that he has, which is magbil him, if it's a machzit ha-shekel, if it's a, this is not the whole him, this is not what you see, isn't what he is. That whole half that he represents, that potency of the kesef, and that desire of him, is going to come out before with a matbeh of eish, to connect truma la-Hashem to a higher persona. Then there's no magefa. Then his life is not a life in which ayin or ash sholet bo. He's not mugbal. He's not defined. He's not living in just a physical world. When it's a complete matbe, you're counting him as this is who he is. This is what he is. This is tafkid. Then the kesev becomes not a half a matbe, not a matbe of ash, not a matbe of proper expression. It becomes a matbeah which you count. You count what there is, what you see. He's a you see the physical. He's living only in his physical realm. He's only going with his physical desires. And that's magefa, that's the plague. The plague is to live in this world, just in the world, what you see. The world that has gvul, has boundary. That's what causes magefa. Only when you're being counted, and you're putting into your role, in which you are machzit ha-shekel, a matbeah shel eish, that's a truma la-Hashem, that's a uplifting to Hashem, only then there's no magefa. That's because you're living on a higher level. You're living when the physical is subservient to the higher spiritual truma la-Hashem. There's two of these which are machzit ha-shekel, and there's one that's nidvat libo. Nidvat libo, right, the building of the Mishkan was the first thing. They gave truma la-Hashem, nidvat libo. The Ashir gave more than the Dal, or maybe the Dal gave more than the Ashir. He gave all his wealth, I don't know. But he gave whatever, nadva libo, right? The beginning of the building of the Mishkan has to come, like we explained this in Parshas Truma, has to come in the Diva slave, the giving of a person. That's the basis. That's Avraham Avinu, the giving of self. The giving of self can't have bounds. The giving of self, there's no magefa. You don't need machzit ha-shekel, because that's the essence of a person is here to give. Just as Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, Lehitiv, a person was created Lehitiv Lebruhav, to give to the people around him. That's the basis. That's Ben Adam Lechaveiro Be'ika. That's a person's giving. That's the basis of a person. That's what a person's in essence here from. That's Avraham Avinu. You with me? The Adonim, what's the Adonim? The Adonim is Loshon Adnus, Loshon Malchus, right? It's the basis of the building of the Mishkan. Where is that Mishkan? That Mishkan's our hearts. The basis of that Mishkan, the holding up of that Mishkan, doesn't sway. The Kroshim are standing on these Adonim. This Adonim, which represents Kesef, is made from Kesef, right? What do they represent? They represent the building of that lev. That lev has kiyum. That lev, when all Klal Yisrael are equal in building the Adonim, the Ashir and the Ani. The Ashir and the Ani are equal. There's no hitnasut. There's no concept of I'm more than you. We're all here one goof. There's no chilukim. We're all together in the building of this Mishkan. We're one people, one lev. That's the building of the lev of Klal Yisrael. The building, the amudim, the yisod, the foundations of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a place in our hearts. That's what the Adonim represent. They represent the building of a person's inside individuality. That's the concept of Ben Adam La'atzma. Ben Adam La'atzma is the building of his own personal Mishkan. The building of his lev. Right? And lev is Yidua, that's the concept of Tiferes. Okay? So the Mishkan represents the lev of a person. Right? This Kesev of the Adonim represents the desires of the lev. The desires of the lev, a person has two parts of his lev. He has the right side and the left side. The right side is his Yetzer Tov, the Mishkan of his Yetzer Tov, the place of his Yetzer Tov. The left side is Yetzer Hara. If a person has a full lev, it means he doesn't have a Yetzer Tov. Because his Yetzer Hara showed it on him. This lev is full of himself. It's full. It's full to going after the desires of the world. When we build an Adonim, we're building it with Machzit HaShekel. It's half a lev. Half a lev means there's room for the Yetzer Tov. When there's room for the Yetzer Tov is sholet on the Yetzer Hara. And a person connects to his Creator. His lev becomes a lev, a chochom lev. A lev of connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Adonim. That's the basis, the basis, the foundations of the Mishkan. The Mishkan which is placed in his lev. Yeah? Most of the time that we listen to Yetzara is because we don't realize it's a Yetzara. If we knew clearly it was a Yetzara, you wouldn't listen. If someone came up to you, if you had a someone who's bad, you recognize him, and he comes up to you, and he's telling you advice, and you know he's a bad person, you're not going to listen to him, unless you're a fool. The reason we listen to Yetzer Hara, because he tells us, you really need this. He's speaking to you. He's not speaking to, there's no other voice speaking. If you, there's a recognition, just a recognition that he's Ra, you wouldn't listen. And the third stage of connection is the second Machzit HaShekel, which is the Korbanos. Korban Tzibur Lekaper Al Nafshoteichem. Korbanos, we know, is Keneged Yitzchak, Midas Adin, right? The Mituk Adin is done, that is that direct connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that clarity, which is Din, right? That clarity you have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you live Al Pi Din. You live with what you see, you live with that Ruchaniyut. That clarity, you can't live with all the time, so you need korbanos when you mefasha, when you don't do the right thing, to bring you back to that connection. But that connection is the connection of Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's korbanos. Can I get tefillah? Can I get brachas? Like the Ben Yonah says. Remember? Ben Yonah in Pirkei Avos says, brachas is connected the connection between Adam Lamakom, Nizikin Ben Adam Lachavero, that's Nidva Salibo, and Birkei Avos, Ben Adam La'atma, that we said is the Adonim. Those three aspects of a person have to be expressed with this machzid shekel. Two, it has to be machzid shekel. That's the ben adam l'atzma and ben adam to his creator, right? He's machzid. He has to be merim himself, his physicality, and connect in those two ways. The nidus lipo doesn't have to have machzid shekel. That has to be a complete giving of self. Complete giving of self, so there's no machzit ha-shekel here. There's no ayin ra sholetet on something which is the complete giving of self, because there's no gvul in a person's giving. If a person's boundless, you can't count it. You can't count two boundless things, especially if the different levels of boundlessness. Even in maths, it's the same way. There's a concept of infinities called aleph 1, aleph 2, aleph 3, the levels of infinity. Aleph 0 or Aleph 1 plus Aleph 1 is Aleph 1. You can't count it. You can't count two infinities. It doesn't add up. You can't count two things which are infinity. It doesn't. You can't, something which is boundless. Two boundless things are boundless. They can't be counted. Mm-hmm. Counting means putting a framework onto it. If a person is boundless, you can't count him. The only way you can count him is in counting him as... you're saying that he's... You're counting the boundless part of him, and the bounded part of him, what you see, but associating him with a part of him which is unbounded. That's the machzid shekel. That's the only way you can count.
It's true.
The machzid shekel says that you're only what we see is really half of you. It's only a part of you. And that part that we see we can count, but we're not count. It's not you. We're being told that's not you. That's only part of you. The other part of you is unbounded. It's connecting to another half of self which is not here. Your soul,
which.
The physical goof is bounded. You have a physical goof, you can see it, you can x-ray it, it dies, it leaves the body, right? And even the physical goof, because it's connected to the spiritual, there's aspects of it which are unbounded. Because if there wasn't aspects of it which are unbounded, it couldn't connect to the spiritual. It couldn't connect to an unbounded state. An Eved Kanani has a value. You go to the shuk and you buy him. You're buying him as an Eved. It's like you're buying a cow. You're buying that's bounded. If you look at a person as this physical self, he has boundary, he has value. You can buy, he has a shuk value. In the Zikin, the person loses his harm. You measure the Nezik according to what an Eved is sold in the shuk. That's a Shuma. That doesn't define the person. That's not what the person is. That's his physical self. His physical self has bounds. But we're saying that a person isn't that. A person isn't his physical self. A person is the physical self is that which we see. On that, Ayin Hara Sholet. If you just say a person's that, that's Magefa. To live in the form of a physical reality, that itself is a plague. That itself is a way of a person. It's an illness. He's in a state of illness. The only way a person is free from that magefa of physical world, of physical desire, is when he's connecting to his unbounded self. That's the machzid shekel. Why has to be half, right? The spiritual is much bigger than the physical. But the half is that the physical and the spiritual have the same dominion, same level of dominion in order for there to be free will.